B-Pod Studios.
It's a rap party podcast.
It's a rap party podcast.
Thanks to our friends at BW Sweets Bakery for giving us some delicious treats for the podcast.
We should have the rap party podcast sponsored by a legit sponsor. Not that BW Sweets isn't, but
no, they're a sponsor for the radio, not the podcast. I was just giving them love.
You probably do it right.
What?
I asked the representative that works, the client is BW Sweets Bakery. We love Frankie and the whole crew over there. But I said, hey, can I have Frankie's number from BW Sweets? And he responded in big capital letters, big BW Sweets Bakery. Don't call it BW Sweets.
What do we say?
I said, hey, can I have the number from BW Sweets? I didn't know I had to write the full name.
Wait, what's the real name then?
BW Sweets Bakery.
Oh, I always say bakery. You just say BW Sweets.
I never on air. When I refer to it on air, I do. But he's like, anytime you mention it, it's BW Sweets Bakery.
Well, you should announce bakery because otherwise it's BW Sweets. What is it, a candy store? It's a bakery. They
True.
Do cakes. Yeah.
Give me a product that you could do it with that you would understand what I was talking about.
Like BW Sweets?
Yeah, well.
Like gummies would be BW Sweets.
No, hold on. Let me bring it back.
Okay.
If I told you I was flying American, would you know what I meant?
American Airlines.
And I didn't call it American Airlines.
So, oh, I see what you're saying is that, hey, everyone should know when I say BW Sweets, that's just my quick way of saying.
I don't want to do that because I get it. They're the client. If they want to be called BW Sweets Bakery, that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean.
Right.
Just interesting.
When I say I go to Mickey D's,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to McDonald's.
BK?
Burger King.
Can't put anything past you, bro.
QT?
Quick Trip.
CVS?
You know this. It is convenient.
No.
What's
consumer value store?
Store.
It's fun doing
that. I got a whole list of them. Hold on. I'm going to pull them out.
You have that ready to go still? Because we did that break a while back.
Right here.
I thought you would have trashed it.
Acronyms
now.
You would never figure out. Okay. Smart car.
That's not an acronym.
I thought the smart car was for smart people that wanted to save money on gas and help the environment.
I thought the smart car was because the car had smart technology in it.
It stands for a collaboration between Swatch and Mercedes. Smart car is short for Swatch Mercedes Art.
Smart cars are made by Mercedes?
That makes sense, but they're made by Swatch Watch?
What's a Swatch Watch?
Oh, you got to look up Swatch Watches. They're the best. What about zip code? Zip.
I don't know. I didn't know that was an acronym for something.
Zone improvement plan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Look at the smart cars.
How about Time Magazine?
I do know it's an acronym for something. I just can't remember.
The International Magazine of Events.
That sounds right.
This is good, bud. How about laser?
That's an acronym? I thought that's just a thing.
Oh, bro. Light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Oh, thank God they do call it laser.
People just get lazy with names. Nabisco? You know that one.
Mm-mm.
National Biscuit Company.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
A&W.
I don't know that one.
Stands for its founders, Roy Allen and Frank Wright.
You know, Arby's stands for something.
I believe it stands for America's Roast Beef, yes, sir.
Nope. It is for the brothers, their names.
The Raffle Brothers.
It's Raffle Brothers, Arby's.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Let's see. 3M, the post company, you know, they make tape and office cleaning products.
Masks.
Stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. So it's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
DMs.
Oh, okay.
Disney's Epcot. I think I knew that.
What's Epcot stand for?
Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
I remember that. Yep.
All right, you know what SOS stands for?
Someone help me. I don't know what SOS means.
It doesn't stand for anything. It was chosen as a sign of distress for unmistakable Morse code representation. Three dots, three dashes, three dots.
Three dots, three dashes, three dots.
Yep. What about a CD?
Hey, you know how about the, okay, what's a CD?
Compact disc.
SOS, there was a, I think an American spy or an American that was captured and hostage. And through his eyes, in Morse code, he wrote, he gave some secret message like SOS.
Hmm.
That was great.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So he did.
He kept blinking in a certain pattern, and the CIA was able to pick it up that he was sending the messages through the hostage. Because you know how like
everything's
do the,
great here.
Right, and he'll be blinking a certain way.
Wow.
Yeah.
So today on our rap party, today on the actual show, Roy, you went back to the office and you found a box.
Yes, I did. And it smelled awful. You would have thought, y'all, something
I'm
died.
Sorry. Stanley from the office does a Cheerio commercial. That's how bad things have gotten for him.
He does a rap song, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's you'll never look at Stanley the same way again, by the way, once you see the song. But it's this like rap song, and
I had no idea.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called, but he like has women all over him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you his name.
Yeah, it's just Stanley. Yeah, he's doing a Kickstarter for a reboot of The Office, starring him though as the main star.
He's funny. Like the storyline where he cheated on his wife.
Oh yeah.
That was like out of left field.
Yeah. But also like within character.
Yeah. And I just specifically went and found the Will Smith episodes.
Will Smith is
I'm sorry.
In The Office?
Will Ferrell. Sorry.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
I, was about to say.
I don't know why I said Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Ferrell. Ferrell was good on it.
Will Ferrell was good, but Will Ferrell was not a Will Ferrell type character. Like, you know, you and I watch movies and watch TV shows and we're like, oh, I wish this person played more of this role. He should have been goofier.
Yeah.
You know, he was more... I don't know. I want him to be Frank the Tank, really, which would have been hilarious.
Frank the Tank.
From old school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like, come on, let's do it. You know, and he was just, I don't know. Anyway, four episodes he was on.
My favorite character was Robert California.
Oh, he was the best, dude. I also liked her.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah, Kathy Bates character.
CEO.
Yeah.
He convinced her to resign. He convinced her to give up the company.
The whole show. Ed Helms is so good. Yeah. Dwight took over as manager. And it did. Steve Carell was the star, but they did okay without him.
It did just fine. It ended well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Which is why I'm a little afraid if they want to reboot it, because I'm like, it was a good show. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Well, according to what's-his-face from England, it was the whole concept was stolen anyway.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. All right. So, Roy, you went back to the office on yesterday's Rap Party podcast and found a disgusting box.
I think something's dead inside, but it's made out to Loren, not us, and it says open immediately, and that was kind of written in a pen.
We texted Loren. Finally, she got back to us after the show and said that we can open the box. We're going to open the box live on the air, 8:05 Thursday morning, right after War of the Roses.
I wonder what it is.
We need to make bets before we get into it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to guess, since it was May and it says open immediately and it was just to Loren, it's something to help the baby during birth. It's going to be...
baby related?
Yeah.
See, I was thinking like a... an animal for cash.
Say what?
Well, cause
like
she,
you think there's a gerbil in there?
I thought maybe there was an animal. Yeah.
Y'all, what happens if there is one? Like, what if someone sent us a freaking gerbil?
That's stupid on them for doing that.
But do we get in trouble by PETA?
I don't think we do. Whoever sent it, we didn't ask for it. We didn't want to do that.
Right.
Even if I think it would have died no matter what, because there's no holes in it.
Okay, so 8:05 Thursday morning, we'll open the box. How big is the box, by the way? I don't even know. Like not, a shoe box? I mean, bad. It's not a letter box.
No.
It's like
it's not like an envelope or anything.
But
it's
a FedEx box.
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks might have had something to do with this.
Castaway reference. Yeah.
Yeah. Love those.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Make sure you're listening to the show live on the Kiss95.1 app, kiss95.1.com. Ask your Alexa
to listen to us.
Good night, Roy.
Good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.